Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, O Ancient of Days. Amen. Praise God. The heaven and earth shall declare his glory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And, you know, if the earth know who God is, and the stars in the sky, the moon, all of that, they know who God is. Amen. They have no life in them but what God has given them in order to shine at night, the stars and the moon to reflect from the sun that has orbited the earth. But they all know you by name, Yahweh. Amen. Praise God. Adonai Elohim, as I call him. Praise God. And by nothing, amen, praise God, no one. There's only one power, and it's from God. There's only one righteousness, and it's from God. There is only one truth. There is only one holiness, and it comes from God. But we have put a gun to our heads and begin to play Russian roulette. Amen. Praise God. God sent forth righteousness in the earth. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. He called Abraham forth. As a man of righteousness, Abraham believed God and was counted unto him for righteousness. So that was the faith, amen, working, amen, praise God, on his behalf, praise God, for God's glory, amen, to be seen in the earth through his seeds. And we as the body of Christ, amen, that have accepted God as our Lord and Savior and said that we are the seeds of the living God, we doing everything. We done took that gun, amen, and then shot it, amen, praise God. It didn't kill us that time, so we decided we go back out and play games again with the mind, praise God, and go out there and do things that we're not supposed to do and sit back down and begin to pull the trigger again and not getting anything out of it at that moment because you didn't die, but the time that you pull it, that trigger, amen, and that bullet is meant for you. In your sins, that's what the bullet is killing you for, because of your sins. When you die in your sins, and we say we saints, and I'm going to talk about the saints tonight, praise God, because I have to. It's imperative for me to tell you the standings and the righteousness and the holiness of God. Now, I don't want to play games with my life. I've been in so much. I've seen so much happen. Amen. And I didn't, if I would have known it from the very beginning, Lord, have mercy, I would have been saved a long time ago. But I was stupid to the fact that, amen, praise God, that God is God and he's righteous. Amen. And we supposed to be just like him. We supposed to be that mirrored image. Father God, in the name of Jesus, before I go any further, I ask you to add a blessing to the word. Let me speak a word in season so that somebody can come to the fullness and the knowledge of you, Father God, who is the author and finisher of their faith. Amen. Father God, we need you in our homes, with our marriages tonight, our children. Amen. On the job, amen, tomorrow and wherever we might go throughout, amen, the duration of our life, to protect us and bring us to the fullness to let us know who we are supposed to be in you. Amen. Praise God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to open up their eyes and their understanding tonight and let them know, amen, praise God, there's so much going on and there's an enemy and he's real. If I had sense enough to know that, amen, praise God, some years back, I would have came to you, God, a long time ago. And all this suffering and the things that I have gone through, and I'm not eliminating anything in the future, but if it wasn't for you, your holiness, your righteousness, your grace and mercy, your truth, I don't know who I would be. Amen. A woman said one time, hallelujah, as I end this prayer, she said one time, she said, Bobby, you done been through so much. She said, I don't even see how you are standing today. And that's way been some years back. And I said, you know, it's just by the grace of God. But I didn't know that I was going to have to go through more things that I didn't even comprehend or could even imagine that would happen to me. Just attacks after attacks by the enemy. And one thing I had made up in my mind to do was, I don't care what happened, if a light bill don't get paid, my God, if I don't have transportation, if my house, amen, don't get to par where it should be or whatever else goes on in my life, I'm going to stay with God. I'm not going to sin in my flesh. Because I knew when salvation came, I was born again of the seed of righteousness. Abraham being the father of us all that confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, did the greatest act that a man could ever do. And God called him friend. God want to call y'all friends tonight. Amen. And in order for him to do it, you must be born again. You must live a righteous life. And God is going to see it in your heart. I talk about the heart, you know, all the time, because the heart will prove everything that we do. We can't lie to God. Amen. That heart, amen, praise God, is going to show up and show out even in front of God. And we'll try to disrespect him. But I tell you tonight, make a change. Don't put that gun to your head another night and think that you're going to get by with it. Smoking crack, having sex with your daughter, molesting her from a little girl all the way up, changing your son into a homosexual or somebody down the street's doing it, committing adultery with your wife, bringing home 7 more demons worse than what you had, having issues with your boss to the point that you would lie on your boss or your boss would lie on you and cause more hardships. All of these are unrighteous acts. And Israel had committed these sins, these trespasses, these unrighteous deeds before God. What is righteousness, saints? Righteousness means moral. Uprightness. We as the body of Christ that have been born again of the Spirit should have ethics. We're not supposed to steal. We're not supposed to kill. We're not supposed to commit adultery. We're not supposed to lie, bear false witness, or covet anything. Amen. And many, many more. Amen. Praise God. Commandments that God has given us that Jesus fulfilled. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law because, amen, the law was and is of righteousness. But he said, I come to fulfill it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write the law in your heart, in your inward parts. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So that your spirit man can do the things that it's supposed to do, which is of faith, which is of righteousness, which is of holiness. You got to be born again. Faith is seeing what we are doing and how we act. Amen. What it does is literally search for those that will believe in God, and it is according for him to have eternal life. Only way you're going to have eternal life is to be like Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Righteousness is of faith. Righteousness is sought by faith. God wants somebody to believe him as being our creator and to believe in his son, Jesus Christ, as being our Lord. To believe that in order to be born again, you must become a spirit being. Those that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and truth. But live a righteous life. Amen. Yeah, it can be done. It can be done. Your spirit man can be cleaned up. Praise God. There needs to be a cleansing. Amen. Praise God. 2 Corinthians tell you in verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit and perfect in holiness in the fear of God. Now, if Paul could write that, then there was something wrong with the flesh and spirit. They both were corrupted. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said that God had looked, amen, for someone, amen, in the earth that would be of righteousness, amen, and do that which was right, but he couldn't find nobody. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ, because we all were corrupt. David said we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Amen. So because of our unrighteous acts, we became enemies in our heart, in the mind, in the Lord God, in the spiritual realm. We became enemies of God as well as the flesh. Amen. It wasn't good for anything from the beginning when Adam messed up everything because he had a choice, amen, to stop it. But he had no alternative after he sinned. That was no alternative. He couldn't go back. But we are under grace and truth. Every time we sin, we have, amen, and amen, praise God, somebody that will step in and fight for us. In Romans 10, verses 1 through 17, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Some of Israel is still, amen, denying Jesus as Lord and Savior, and they don't have the righteousness of them on the inside. They've not been born again of the Spirit. The Spirit man carries and houses the righteousness. The flesh has no good thing in it. It's not always sin, but you can bring it up under subjection by not sinning, making it not sin. Amen. Praise God. And even in your thoughts, amen, the Bible say, cast out imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ all day long. I'm saying that all day long because the enemy is going to come and plant that seed of unrighteousness first in your mind. Amen. Praise God. And in the second verse it says, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to the knowledge. They didn't have the knowledge of being born again, being a spiritual being, praise God, amen. And they still, some of them don't have it now because they don't believe in Jesus Christ who brought in the new birth. And Bible says in Rome, amen, Romans, amen, 10 and 3, it says, but they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about establishing their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. You got to submit yourself to the righteousness of God. You can't establish righteousness, amen, praise God, of your own, and that's what we do. Amen, we want to justify ourselves. We want to cause ourselves to be so all of this in a bag of chips and, amen, even when we know we're in sin, we want to cover it over and justify it as being righteousness. Amen, it's a righteous thing we done did. But then that's your own righteousness. That's not the righteousness of God. For the Bible say, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, so everyone that believe it, amen, praise God. Christ is the end of the law. Christ fulfilled that law and showed that righteousness could be done in the flesh as well as the spirit. Amen, praise God. He could have came down here and ate junk food like us, amen, and did everything he was big enough to do, but he kept the word, he kept the will, he kept the faith, he kept the holiness of God. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall literally live by them. Amen. Praise God. And you remember, praise God, Israel, what they wanted to do as soon as they got out of bondage, amen, they called on God while they was in bondage in Egypt, and as soon as they got out of bondage, they began to cry and complain about God not doing this and God not doing that. Well, God was testing them. Well, as they went on, they began to want to make a cow, a golden image of a cow, so that they could serve that cow. That wasn't righteous. Amen. Then they wanted a king, so God gave them a king. Amen. And then, amen, praise God, as they got the kings that they got, some of them were good and some of them was evil, caused them to fall because, amen, when those that were evil were before them, they were operating in the flesh. They had put God to the side. We have put God to the side. We operate in the flesh. We think the flesh, amen, profit us everything, but the flesh don't profit you nothing. Amen. But the righteousness which is of faith speak on this wise, say not in thine heart, remember I was saying about the heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Christ is going to come in his set time. But we can't go up there now. Amen. Praise God. So we got to wait on his appointed time to come, and no man know the hour, know the day, nor the season, amen, that is given for him to come, but God, not even the angels know it. That's the scripture. Say, who shall descend into the deep, praise God, that is to bring up Christ again from the deep. Amen. If you were to even try to get Jesus from being buried in hell, which he's not there, you couldn't even do it. Amen. Praise God. You don't have that power. The power of God stood in his holiness, his righteousness, and his truth. Amen. Praise God. He's a sovereign God. But what said it? The word is not even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. Faith, amen, that Abraham brought, amen, it was accounted unto him for righteousness because he believed God. We don't believe God. Amen, praise God. And Romans 10:9 say, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Because once you confess him, once you believe, then it's accounted unto you for righteousness. You are born again, not of the old Adamic nature, but of the nature of Jesus Christ, who is a spirit. Amen. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Amen. They that live must live by the spirit of the living God now, because we're kingdom children. Instead of taking on this stuff that's in the world, which profit nothing, but we want to still live in the world and then still try to have a partial relationship with God by our spirit man. Amen. Praise God. And can't be done. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we as the body of Christ, amen, have to learn how to live a righteous life. We have to learn how to, amen, take on the righteousness that God had presented, amen, through Abraham, and then confirmed it again through Jesus Christ. Amen. The Israelites, amen, they begin to partake in various different lifestyles, amen, when they went into the promised land, amen, praise God, and they begin to try to establish their own law, amen, and do the things that was unrighteous before God, amen, and they became rebellious. They rejected him. Amen. Praise God. Didn't want nothing to do with him. Amen. Begin to pick up on the other nations and their gods. But the Bible said that righteousness of the law, that's righteousness of the law, and righteousness of faith. The law worketh to try to contain the flesh actions, but the righteousness of faith, amen, is that to contain the spirit action. Because the spirit was corrupt. It was doing just like the flesh. The flesh wanted to have sex. The spirit man wanted to have sex too. You see what Satan did with the children, women of men, when they came down into the earth and began to intermingle and marry them. They were spirit beings, but they wanted to do the thing. They wanted to mess up their lives. Amen. Praise God. And they did, through corruption, through sin, through unrighteousness. Satan is the seed of unrighteousness. All he does is produces unrighteousness. He's a dirty, filthy, scummy dog. Amen, and he'll cause all of us to fall if we don't get hold to righteousness and live this life. You got to live it in the spirit. You got to live this righteous life, amen, in the spirit. What they would do, they would congregate together on the Sabbath day, and as soon as they left from the presence of God, they will go out there and begin to sin, amen. that sins produce unrighteous fruits. Amen. Praise God. And they wanted to be in the presence of God and play. You can't play with God. The righteousness of faith would cause our spirit man to be cleansed. Literally, it would clean it up, and we would obey God and recognize him as being God who is holy. We ought to be that mirrored image, that image and likeness of God, that when you look in the mirror, you ain't seeing no longer you, but you seeing your spirit man, which is the image of God. For the Bible say we were created. Adam was and at the beginning, and then when we fell, amen, he fell, we fell, but then when Jesus came, he brought back in the spirit being, which is the image and likeness of God. You don't put new wine, amen, in the old skin bottle, amen, because it will eventually begin to fermentate, amen, and begin to burst that old skin, but you got to put new wine and a new skin so that they can grow up together. Amen. So the spirit man, praise God, is the new wine. Amen. Praise God. But it's got to be housed. Amen. Praise God. In a way, whereas, amen, it will be fruitful, produced in righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Even though we walk in the flesh, amen. Praise God. We don't live after the flesh, but producing righteous acts, amen. The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, happiness, amen. Praise God. Long suffering, amen. Praise God. But we want to go out there, praise God, and be just like the Israelites, amen. Praise God. They gave their children to Molech. They hid and was harlots behind every corner they could get into. And I can just, Lord God, they didn't even have the houses that we have to try to hide the sin, but they did a lot of that stuff in the open. You could hear them in the tents doing the wickedness that they were doing in those little brothels that they were doing. But God's Son came in and he brought righteousness and he fulfilled it. Amen. Praise God. To the point that, man, all we have to do is believe. Step out on faith and believe. Because Abraham had already established a relationship with God. We are like the Israelites today. We don't live by the Spirit, but partially. Amen. We don't clean the spirit man up, but want it to just for take in, just like the flesh do. We don't care. Amen. Praise God. As soon as we get out of church, amen, from congregating before the Lord, we begin to cuss our wives out, our children out, our husbands out, a light of cigarette right on the church grounds. What they say, meet their lovers. No, we don't meet our lovers after we get out, some of us. We take our lovers in church, know that we've been laying with scum, laying with unequally yoked, and then go back out with the same contamination that you brought into the church. You're not walking in righteousness, some of you. And God wants to warn you ahead of time that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become brand new. That means you're no longer living in an unrighteous life. You're not stealing from your boss. You're not killing your neighbors. You're not doing anything that's going to cause you harm. There's a young boy that lived over in an area not too far from me, and him and his some acquaintance was out that night, and they had been selling drugs. And so the man wanted to say something to him, and the man took and shot him 5 or 6 times and killed him dead. Well, the man that shot him lost his mind and wanted to know why would he kill a man over $6,000. Took somebody's life. Now his life is gone. The whole thing about it, they say he's in a mental institution. Can somebody reach him? Our righteousness is out there, set out, amen, in front of us, amen, to live a holy life so that these people that are in the world can come in and be saved. You got a chance to call on his name. Holiness, righteousness, and truth is the only way. Don't like some of the Israelites, amen, the flesh cannot profit you anything. The flesh is going to go back to the ground where it come from, but righteousness is going back up in the heavens. Your spirit man should be righteous. Those that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, this is the time to give him a chance. You are supposed to be a spirit being up under kingdom principles, not up under the worldly system that Satan has, but you're born again. Come in before it's too late.